This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. General Mills shareholders have shot down a proposal that would have forced the company to remove genetically modified organisms from its products. During the company's annual shareholders meeting Tuesday, a tally of the preliminary vote at the meeting showed more than 97% of General Mills shareholders voted against the proposal. The National Center for Public Policy Research had urged the shareholders to reject the resolution. The center's Justin Danhoff said after the vote, "It shows that fact-based scientific consensus can trump emotional appeals that are not tethered to science or reason." The proposal, submitted by a descendant of one of the General Mills founders, Harriet Crosby, had claimed that "we are killing ourselves with GMOs." General Mills CEO Ken Powell said the company stands by the overwhelming research and studies that show GMOs are safe and also touted the environmental and humanitarian benefits which they hold. He also said that he would support a consistent federal labeling notation for non-GMO foods so consumers who want those specific items can easily identify them. For an overview of this week's livestock markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, the good news, I guess, for the livestock sector is meat supplies are still tight, and we are seeing good demand. Been impressive the type of export demand we've been able to maintain, even in the face of the strong dollar. So that's very encouraging. As we go forward, we're seeing some problems with the product prices in the beef. Now in the short term, because pork tends to be featured now during National Pork Month in the month of October, so beef has more trouble competing. But we've seen some good underlying currents of support in the beef complex. So if we can hold on through here,